as promised, what you've all been waiting for right now. I know, coming to you live from Studio 2A, this is Stefan George.
If you buck prevailing wisdom, they say you're cracking wise. And if you trust the politicians, then you put your faith in lies. You question the authorities, they'll claim you're out of bounds. And they might incarcerate you. It's a bad year for clowns. You speak the truth to power, they'll brand you as insane. For the legions of self-righteous got no use for the profane. They'll lock their doors and windows and then release the hounds. Yeah, just as life is lonely, it's a bad year for. And the world, it turns so slowly, minutes spin so fast. Sometimes it seems like sadness is the only thing that lasts. Taste the sip of laughter, pass the cup around. It was a bad year for clowns. This morning, in the cold gray light of dawn, my heart knew in an instant that our favorite clown was gone. The call came in soon after, old friend from out of town. I hate to be the one to tell you, it's a bad year for clowns. Recognize how dear are the comics and the cynics till they all but disappear. A land of justice without mercy, confinement with no grounds. It ain't a place I wish to live in. It's a bad year for clowns. And the world has turned so slowly, minutes spin so fast. Sometimes it seems like sadness is the only thing that lasts. Taste a sip of laughter, pass the cup around. It was a bad year for clowns. It was a bad year for clowns.
This is a bunch of songs from my new project. He's probably told you all about that. And here we're going to get the dobra out and play something called Lucky 13. You might be asking yourselves about now, what is so lucky about 13? Thank you.
Daddy must have had a dozen kids. Three or four wives he kept well hid. I ain't seen him much since I was wean. Don't matter to me, I'm lucky 13. Mine, 12 hits of gin from a rusty canteen. I'll feel alright with Lucky 13.
Fly away, silver horses, on my way,
shaking a leg back to the old corral. Did 39 days in three different jails for dousing fire with kerosene. I can stand the heat, I'm lucky 13. Yeah. Tipping sacred cows is my bliss. Been thrown out of better joints than this. They all blame me cause I say what I mean. It's the gift of gab for Lucky 13.
Fly away, silver horses, on my way,
taking a leg back to the old corral. And ponies, I got their backs. The work is dirty, but our hands are clean. We all stand in line for Lucky 13. Yeah, live like I ain't never gonna die. No 12 steps are gonna keep. When it's time to pull the plug from the machine, you can kiss goodbye, old Lucky 13.
Fly away, silver horses, on my way,
I'm shaking a leg back to the old corral.
Switching back again to the other guitar. Spinning them over my head as I do so. You can't imagine there in Radio Land the acrobatics I do in between songs. But here we go. Doing these things more or less in order. I believe that there is an order to everything. You walk in beauty across the burning ground. Keep a cool, cool head when the deal goes down. I know you won't stay mad at me for long. Maybe the odds weren't good, it would be this strong. But I know you'll never fall. You've got a hand to hold. I'm a music man, never had much dough. Some things I understand, some I never know. I'm so glad you believe in me. I could be wrong, I hate to be. Love is worth much more than gold. Got a hand to hold. You got a hand to hold. When bullets fall around you, you got a hand to hold. Thank the stars I found you. Troubles bear your heart away. I would bring it home, I'd make it stay. I'd never leave you by that lonesome road. I'd ease your pain, I'd take that load. Even if your trail goes cold, you got a hand to hold. You got a hand to hold. Others fall around you, you got a hand to hold. Thank the stars I found you. If my legs grow weak, my eyes go blind, I'd still know your kiss, I'd still know your mind. There's nothing else I need to find. You keep the keys my life and time. I keep the stories you told. You got a hand to hold. You got a hand to hold.
Coming to you live from Studio 2A. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan, and I'm here with Stefan George and Lavinia White. That sounds beautiful.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
We have no idea how it sounds.
Sounds great. There's so many things I want to ask about, and of course I want to talk about your album. But I think first I'd like you to just tell me, it's going to have to be short, but tell me when you started playing and how long you've been doing this.
Oh, well, you mean in Tucson or just in general?
In general.
I
want you to start from the beginning.
I was 11 years old. Gave up the clarinet for the guitar because I had a really nasty clarinet teacher, and he was actually teaching me to hate music. So I quit playing clarinet and started playing guitar and was, autodidact. I taught myself how to play pretty much. But I had many, of course, influences and people that I admired. I'd follow around and, you know.
At what point did you realize that you were good? You were good at this.
Oh, jeez. what do you say about that? About 5 minutes ago? No, I don't know. It was a process for me. It did not come easily. It's a lot of practicing and woodshedding and going to workshops, paying attention. It's a lot of work. And mostly the hardest part is finding your own voice, literally and figuratively, finding your own style with the instrument, with your singing, with your songwriting process. It's a real challenge, I have to say. But I'm very comfortable with where I am these days, I can say that.
Well, you've certainly found your voice. I love this new CD. It's called Cloth, and it's going to be released early in 2010. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I mean, technically it was released on my birthday when the CDs arrived, and I started passing them out to the station and such like. Our CD release party, the official party, is at Plush February 20th.
February 20th.
With Crawdaddy-O and the other guest musicians, Kevin Schramm, Bobby Kimmel. Even the bagpiper will be there, William Don Carlos, and of course Lavinia, and hopefully Craig Schumacher come down and play his harmonica parts on Lucky 13, and we'll just get everybody there and cram them on stage.
And I know that's a couple months from now, but I wanted to get you in here to get this recorded, and I want people to start playing this album. It's fantastic, wonderful songs, wonderful original songs.
Oh, well, yeah. Those are very kind words. Thank you. I had no idea writing the songs and recording it, what it was more, what do they call, a labor of love kind of thing. I had a lot of personal loss, and I needed to do something about it. It started out as a tribute to my brother, who passed away in March of, not last year, the year before, 2008. I thought he deserved a song cycle, you know, and then all these other people started joining the, you know, getting on the hearse wagon. I mean, I've been telling friends, it got to where I'd come home from a gig and I'd see an answering machine light beeping, and I didn't want to hit the play button. I didn't want to hear about anybody more dying on me. And it's a situation that you face in life. It's part of life's cycle. And so I tried to process it, and I had no idea how it would be received. I just tried to be honest and you know, true to the people that I was paying tribute to.
Yeah, I was looking at the list of all the folks here that had passed away. And
yeah, Shorty Stubbs kind of started the ball rolling, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of, it's like the planet is diminished by certain souls passing. To me, I mean, the community, just life in general, is just not the same when those flowers, you know, wilt and go back to the earth. They were beautiful flowers, and there's other flowers. I know there are, but they're not quite like those flowers.
When I hear you play, I hear your exceptional mastery of the guitar. It takes technical skill. It takes composure to be able to do what you do on the guitar, and yet some of these songs are sad, and there may be an emotional response. How do you mix those two together when you play?
Oh, well, that's, I don't know, that's not easy.
Try not to cry.
Yeah.
Try not to cry.
Well, that last song I did, it's, you know, some of the songs on here, I have to basically pretend that my hands are the band and my foot is, you know, kind of keeping time, and then I'm the front man when I sing. I'm sort of coming from three different places, because if I focus too much on the guitar, then I forget to sing. If I focus too much on the singing, I forget to do the guitar parts. And so it's a lot of years of playing solo has really helped, and playing solo with well, you already mentioned it, I don't want to say mastery, but a fairly high degree of technique. You know, because, you know, well, even just banging with the flat pick is still tricky to sing and play at the same time. It's a hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. if you all out there are having a hard time, don't feel bad. It's not easy. But you do have to kind of suspend, you know. Actually, if I was to play without the guitar, I'd be a little bit lost, because I'm used to having multiple appendages involved. Mm-hmm. So, I could do it, and I could actually, you know, it's kind of fun to just front a band and not actually be holding an instrument, but I've always, you know, wanted to hold something in front of me, like a shield.
So it helps keep you on track. And as you say, a bit of a shield.
I close my eyes a lot when I play. I'm sure anyone that's seen me and seen any photographs of me playing live, I generally have my eyes closed. It's because I'm trying to just focus on doing those three things at once. Keep time, play an arrangement, and sing expressively.
There's
with conviction.
There's so much more that I want to ask about, but I want to hear you play. So
okay.
Maybe another few songs, then we'll chat some more. Listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Stefan George and Lavinia White.
All right. Well, this next song, this is called Grooved and Rooted. I found it's kind of like fun. I've taken to doing a certain amount of composing, especially lyrics and stuff, while I'm driving long distances and or taking a walk or whatever. And I'm open to any inspiration whatsoever. And Grooved and Rutted was a road sign east of El Paso for some 3 or 4 years that they worked on. That's about 40, 50 miles of highway there. I think they went down to like the earth's crust or something to create the bedrock for that road. And it seemed appropriate to my brother's circumstances, so this is how it goes. Can full of rocks going downhill. The clean version would be gosh darn.
Thank you.
set me obsessed. Loved her to the point of the absurd. She left me like a wounded bird for another guy. Each night I cry. Job, I cashed my check. I only practice what's allowed. Maybe I was born too proud to bear the whip. Time to jump ship. Friends or thieves in a room nobody leaves, they just pass out. Ain't no down. All the things a man can't change. Whoa. I know to quit this stuff. Find the strength to put it all aside. There's a loneliness inside I can't hide. I don't know why. The things a man can't change.
This is 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Stefan George and Lavinia White, live in Studio 2A. This is live radio. I love live radio. You don't hear too much anymore.
You know, I just realized it's too bright in here for me.
Oh, man, I love your songs.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm so glad you sang that one, because now we can play it on the radio. That version that we can play on the radio.
Okay.
we can get that version there mastered up and play it. Yeah.
I actually got the title from a Roger Miller release, and then when I got the record home and played it, I was somewhat disappointed with the actual lyrical content.
Mm-hmm.
But
Duncan, thank you for turning
totally
down the lights.
Seemed totally appropriate to my situation here with the dealing with my family and friends, and you know that basically they, you know, you dig your own grave on some levels. I mean, there's always the what I call the grand piano theory, you know, where you can live a healthy life and be this wonderful person, exercises every day and has low cholesterol and all this kind of, you know, healthy stuff, and then you're walking down the street and a grand piano falls on your head, you know. So, but then there's the other thing of like digging your own grave with a silver spade. And so somewhere in between, there's a way to live, hopefully.
Is that what you're doing?
I think so.
There are no grand pianos here in the studio. nothing around here.
No, it's actually based on a true story. This German or maybe Austrian guy that started a whole health craze back in the 30s. The doctors had given him a couple months to live or something like that, and he decided he would just totally stop eating meat. You know, exercising every day and, you know, walking 10 miles a day and eating nothing but green beans and, you know, that sort of thing. And he confounded all the predictions and medical authorities and lived for several years after that and kind of at the peak of his fame and had books and doing seminars and kind of like what people do today. He's walking down the street in Manhattan and a piano fell on his head.
Oh no.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Now, let's talk about you have toured extensively in for instance, in Germany.
Some places, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I have
that.
My little routine I do. Well, geez, I started going over, I have to thank Rich Hopkins for that. He's the first guy that brought me over as a sideman in his band Luminarios. And Rich had sort of already done the groundwork on his own, on his own nickel and, bringing himself over there and trying to get... His name known over there as the Luminarios. He'd already had some reputation for being the desert rock guy with the Sand Rubies and Sidewinders. And anyhow, so I met people over there. I have a connection, obviously. For those that don't know, I was named after a German poet, spelled exactly the same way. So I've had a fascination with German literature since I was, a teenager and majored in German lit and traveled there a few times on... in my ute, but hadn't been over in a long time. I didn't see where I had the money or the time to spare to go to Europe and that sort of thing. But through Rich, I met people, and they decided that they allowed us how they'd bring our band over, and went over with the Conrads for two tours. Really bad timing, though. we were one of the first flights to leave after 9/11 from Phoenix. And so that was a really bad year to tour. But from there, I started going over as a solo act in 2005 and have managed to keep that going. And, it's not a grandiose thing, but it's, I like artistic success or success on a small scale. I'm happy with that. It'd be nice to get, 300 people show up for my gigs, but that doesn't happen very often over there, Mostly I'm playing smaller venues and I'm basically being honest, but it's a thrill, and I get to, I get to see my friends that I've made over the years, and I know they're my friends because they'll listen to me talk until 4 a.m. So you gotta like me to put up with me for that kind of a thing. But yeah, we have a real connection. I have a real connection with Germany, and the other places I go are Texas. I have a lot of friends in Texas through the Kerrville Folk Festival, which I've been going to since 1988. And been actually a performer, an official performer at since about 96, I believe. And I started doing hosting the Blues Project, which is their Blues Day, 2-hour blues program on Memorial Day. Started, or at least inspired by John Hammond, I guess. And then my other destination is Lavinia, and I always go to Hawaii. Since right around the same time, wasn't it? No, 2002, we started going there, and we play at for the HPR station, Hawaiian Public Radio, and they have a little recital hall there called Atherton Hall. It's kind of a prestige gig. People pay $20 or more to see me there, and it's small, but we sell out. And there again, it's another success on a small scale, and just acoustically perfect and very nice warm place to play. Of course, I'd played Irish Pub and Crafts Fairs before I found that gig, and once again, it's through making friends in the musical community. That's really kind of networking especially at least for me, real friends. I mean, they're not just out to make some money off of me, because nobody's making money off of me on these things, So, they're your friends. Like I said, when they'll stay up till 4 a.m. and, just shooting the breeze with you.
So how does Tucson work for you?
Oh, that's a pretty open question, isn't it? I find it, for me, it works pretty well. I have certain parameters, you know, with being a solo musician. There's certain clubs that, you know, they want to have bands, and I run into the same thing wherever I might go. You know, to play a large club in a big city as a solo artist, you better have, you know, a recognizable name. You know, I mean, Kris Kristofferson could do it. Neil Young would, you know, pack the house, you know, that kind of thing. But you start working down the list and you get to me, and they don't want me on a weekend a lot of the time, unless, you know, unless it's a smaller venue and that kind of a thing. So, and it's the same in Tucson. So I play a lot of off nights, you know, like I've been doing Tuesdays at the Hut. And we could, you know, could always use some more warm bodies down there, because I tend to play very well there. It's a big sound system, and the hall sounds good, and the people that are there are friendly and like what I'm trying to do. So I have a blast playing there. I play off nights at the Plush once a month, and those are always a lot of fun for me, because I know it's about the music and, you know, in those kind of places. And I have a regular gig at the Hacienda del Sol on Thursday nights, and, you know, that's more of a restaurant kind of environment, but I don't mind that. I like to play, and for me, it's not based on the numbers, you know, what the gate was and all that kind of thing, which I'm sure doesn't make me popular with certain promoters, but I mean, to me, it's how well I played and whether I connected with the audience, whether it was 10 people, 100 people, 2,000 people. You know, it might sound selfish, but I'm kind of doing it for myself, and if I can make myself happy playing, then I think my audience will be happy listening to it. But I mean, the last thing you want to see is somebody that's mailing it in up there, you know. Right. No matter how famous they are, we've all been to those concerts, you know, where there's a big name artist on stage, and yeah, the impression he's just going through the motions.
No, know? I can always tell you enjoy what you're doing.
So I hope so. I mean, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but that's my goal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what's that?
Froggy.
Oh, yeah, Frog and Firkin is another place. That's always a challenge because, you know, you're outdoor on that patio, University Square. And Lavinia and I counted one time over a dozen noises that were happening. And we just looked at each other and just started laughing, because it was, what are you going to do, you know? There was fire sirens, there was the trolleys, there was traffic, there was televisions going from the pizzeria next door, there was the screech owl to keep the pigeons away that sounds like a demented monkey.
I always wondered what that was. That's a
recording
of a screech
owl. It's pigeon
owl.
Control.
Okay.
Yeah, but it sounds more like a monkey than an owl or a hawk or whatever it's supposed to be. And but we always have a good time playing there. Sooner or later, there's a moment that's really fun. So I guess, you know, I have a thicker hide than most people. I mean, I've played these tweener gigs at Telluride where people are basically setting up and doing sound check behind me while I play. And, you know, they give me a little monitor, but it's almost like a token thing, you know. And there's like 5, 10,000, 15,000 people out there. And meanwhile, somebody's, you know, doing kick drum sound check and testing the Hammond organ and stuff like that. When I've told certain artists about that gig, they said, I would never do that. How can you do that? I said, well, you know, you just focus on what you're doing. You got a big audience.
Let's remind people about your new release and also when the CD release party is going to be.
It's called Cloth, and its CD release party is February 20th at Plush. That's a Saturday night. There'll be a lot of exotic instrumentation behind me, including Crawdaddio, who's going to do a set.
Oh, that'll be great.
They'll be closing the show. And I can't mention who's supposed to open, because I don't know if it's nailed down yet. But they were talking to Marion Dessard, I think. Mm-hmm. And that would be a nice lineup if that can happen. The bagpiper will be there. And, it's out at the CD's available at 17th Street Market. It's a great place to go. It's the, you know, great local music supporters and wide variety of stuff there.
So, Stefan, we have about 10 minutes left, okay. And I definitely want to hear at least two, maybe three more songs in that time.
You better get cracking.
I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Stefan George and Lavinia White. We're talking about Stefan's new release called Cloth. February 20th over at Plush, there will be a CD release party along with other artists playing. And you can pick up the brand new CD over at the 17th Street Market.
Or the Folk Shop, too.
Or the Folk Shop, also.
My two favorite stores in town.
Absolutely. Every time I walk into the Folk Shop, I buy a guitar, so I try not to go there too often.
I had that situation happen many times. That's how I got that dobro. Paul would allow me to take instruments home. I'd worked there before. He's known me for years. And I always kind of wondered why I'd do that. But then I did one day. I realized it's because every time I took them home, I bought them. This is Edison Street. The weeds are high on Edison Street. The mail's piled by the door. Sunburned dust in every crack. The rain won't come no more. Wind blows dust through broken panes. Your picture's on the floor. You've been gone so long, you won't be back to Edison no more. Tear it down. This nightmare too must end. Our golden days are o'er. Tear it down, and we might meet again on some far distant shore. Big orange truck with an iron dinosaur, and the jaws came down with one big crash. They bit through to the core. It only took them half a day. It was like it was before. That house of sin on Edison ain't standing there no more. Tear it down, this nightmare too must end. Our golden days are o'er. Tear it down, we might meet again on some far distant shore. Less than I thought it would. No use to kiss a whore. You just leave the money by the bed and softly close the door. It's mass call, boys, my ride has come. I hear the siren roar. Don't save my chair, I won't. At Edison no more. Tear it down, this nightmare too must end. Our golden days are o'er. Tear it down, we might meet again on some far distant shore. Well, there are kind of sort of happy songs on this project. this would be pretty close to being a happy song. part of where the title came from. I won't go into the first inspiration for it right now, but I realized as I was doing these songs that I couldn't have them all be downer songs, that that's not really what life's about. There's good things that happen too, and I had basically some old friends that renewed their relationship vows with each other in various ways, and that was a good thing. So. Living on the border where the river chose its course, I was married, had a family, soon to be divorced. As we watched the sky slowly turn to gray, I know things are different today. She came upon me sudden, like a summer desert storm, flashing dark eyes, laughing thunder. Should have been forewarned that she'd say and wash my care away. I know things are different today. Things are different today. Together come what may. Life's a challenge, that's okay. I wouldn't have it any other way. The grace of a good woman, the heartache of a girl, her constant sense of wonder at the beauty of the world, no matter what the people say. I know things are different today. Things are different today. Together come what may. Life's a challenge, that's okay. I wouldn't have it any other way. Painted our horizons, we raised each other's son. From two broken homes, managed to make one made of clay, where dogs and music play. I know things are different today. Things are different today. Together come what may. Life's a challenge, that's so. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Stefan, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it.
Cool.
You're an amazing artist. I love the new CD. It's called Cloth, and you have the CD release party coming up on Friday, February 20th. Do you have a song we can, a little something we can do short?
Yes, okay. This is a short song. This is the closing song.
Again, thank you so much. I'm going to listen to this song from the broadcast booth because I want to make sure we're ready to go into the next show, which is called The Hub, coming right up.
Thank you so much, Duncan, back there running the board.
Duncan and
you,
Ed.
Sure appreciate you having us on the show.
Great.
It's always wonderful being here at KXEI. Support your local community radio station. Is there a heart too strong? Is there a mind less weak? Is there a Celtic song about a bitter creek? We've come a long, long way. Is there a place to sleep? Let our dreams swim on through waters deep.
Memories fade, that's what they do. Time has played a trick on you. Love too kind? Is there a better friend? Is there a map to find the road back home again? I am never lost, long as you're around. There's the sky above and solid ground. Memories fade, that's what they do. Time has played a trick on you. So let's have a laugh. We'll stay up a while. We can say goodnight with the night.